with the latest news now.
Aid groups have warned a ground offensive in Rafah would be disastrous for some 1.4 million Palestinians taking refuge there. Israeli forces seized control of the Gazan side of the Rafah border. The UK government has been accused of turning a blind eye to the slaughter of tens of thousands of innocent civilians. Rishi Sunak says he's deeply concerned about the potential humanitarian cost of an offensive around Rafah.
Urging all parties to engage in the negotiations that are happening so we can see a pause in fighting to get more aid in, hostages out, and then bring about a sustainable ceasefire to this conflict.
The chief executive of Ofcom, Dame Melanie Dawes, says the regulator's new online safety rules will allow children to have freedom of expression online in a way that's no longer harmful. A group of bereaved parents say they welcomed the Online Safety Act and how the new regulation was slowly but surely taking space. A mother whose daughter killed herself after viewing harmful online content has said she is cautiously optimistic about Ofcom's draft children's safety codes of practice. New research reveals a disconnect between patients and healthcare professionals on the emotional impact of an ovarian cancer diagnosis. Health charity Overcome has launched the campaign Give Us Time to give ovarian cancer sufferers a voice. Overcome CEO Victoria Clare wants to make sufferers feel less alone.
I mean, we have to acknowledge that it is hard. It's really hard. And what we would say is you don't have to struggle alone. So for some people, peer support can be incredibly important. For other people, they just need somewhere to talk anonymously or somewhere to share their experiences with people who will understand. There is strength in asking for help.
And finally, to mark its 25th anniversary, the Nokia 3210, one of the most popular early mobile devices, has been relaunched. The revamped 3210 includes a 2-megapixel camera, supports 4G calling, and will still include classic mobile games Snake. The manufacturer confirmed that the device price starts at $74.99. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Ricky Williams.
Here are the words every timeshare owner will be dreading to hear. Your 2024 timeshare maintenance fees are due. If you own a timeshare, you need to consider whether it's a good investment. MyTimeshareClaim.co.uk has helped thousands of owners who were missold exit their contract and receive compensation. Visit MyTimeshareClaim.co.uk or text TIME to 78900 to find out more.
Radio Newark weather with the YMCA Village.
Today offers sunny spells for many of us, although a band of cloud and outbreaks of rain heading towards Scotland could interrupt temporarily. High temperatures of 20 degrees Celsius.
Radio Newark weather with the YMCA Village. Discover a new sport at the YMCA Climbing Centre. Take on climbing for a fresh fitness challenge. See ymcanewarkshower.org for details or drop into the YMCA Village.
Sense in sharing this one and only life, ending up just another lost and lonely wife. You count up the years and they will be filled with tears. Love only breaks up to start over again. You'll get the babies but you won't have your man. While he's busy loving every woman that he can. Just can't break up.
Charlotte.
And I'm Skye.
We're part of the Barmby Road Year 6 Media Club, and we will discuss today the vital work of the Barmby Road Wellbeing Charity for the next hour.
But first, who are we? Our school, Barmby Road Academy, runs a media club each Wednesday at lunchtime. Through this, we've learnt how to write and produce radio shows, and with this knowledge, we can talk to you live on the radio.
So, let's talk more about the charity and what it does for our community. Before 4 o'clock today, you will learn more about this amazing organisation.
How to forfeit, but we always knew how to talk shit. Couple nights through gasoline on the fire. We never knew how to perfect, but we always knew it would work. Cause if something misread or if something got said, no, before the night ends, no, don't get stressed, it's gonna get figured out. That don't work for love. Headstrong father and a determined mother. Oh, that's why some nights we try to kill each other. But you know it's always love. We never knew how to fake it, but we always knew how to break it. Yeah. Something bad, something got said. Before the night
Again from the Barnbrood Media Club here on Radio Newark. Today we're talking about the Barnbrood Wellbeing Charity based here at Barnbrood Academy. Why don't we find out more about the charity and the food bank? Shortly we will. In the next few minutes, a wonderful chat with Sam and Catherine, who founded the charity and food bank. Stay with us!
Radio Newark. Daytime with Newark Bathrooms and Kitchens on Queen's Road in Newark. When you're planning your next bathroom or kitchen, think Newark Bathrooms and Kitchens. Call Newark 703 411 or find us online at newarkbathroomsandkitchens.co.uk.
Join me, Jamie Kurt, right here on Radio Newark every weekday morning from 10 for your mid-morning show. It's 3 hours of fun and frolics, all the best music, your latest news and weather, and we've got some cracking features for you as well. Monday to Thursday, it's the midday triple play, three tracks, one artist every day at 12 o'clock. And then on Friday, it's happy hour, taking you into the weekend with an hour of feel good. That's the mid-morning show with me, Jamie Kurt, right here on Radio Newark.
How does it feel when you stop smoking?
Brilliant, I've finally quit.
I feel like I've got my life back.
I was so proud of myself.
I feel a lot richer.
It feels good.
I just feel fitter and healthier.
I felt much happier.
It's an amazing feeling when you stop smoking. With the help of NHS Smoke Free, you could experience that feeling for yourself. Our range of support tools, which includes face-to-face guidance from advisors, helps maximise your chances of success. Go online now and search for Smoke Free.
Find fantastic entertainment on your doorstep at the Palace Theatre Newark. From hilarious comedy to absorbing drama, star names to terrific tributes, find family fun, romantic date ideas and big nights out with friends, all in the heart of town. Find the full programme and book now at palacenewark.com or call Newark 655-755.
Hardy's Farm Shop and Cafe is the perfect place to find delicious ingredients. The newly refurbished family-friendly cafe serves a great selection of homemade and wholesome food and drink, always delivered with a first-class customer service. Come and see us at the Nottingham Show at the Newark Showground on the 11th of May. Bring the whole family along to meet us and dive into a selection of delicious homemade tasty treats. For more details, visit our website today at hardysfarndon.co.uk. Open 7 days a week.
Windows are so important to the look of your home, and North Knots Blinds in Newark make it look better every time. Since 2004, we've been manufacturing a massive choice of blinds and shutters at our factory on Brunel Drive, Newark. We're a local family-run business, and we know that in tough times, people need a helping hand. So we've kept our 2023 prices. Get the blinds and shutters you deserve at a price you can afford. Call Newark 614 100 or visit our showroom on Brunel Drive.
Make your home look better every time with North Knots Blinds.
Radio Newark and Barn Road Academy Year 6 Media Club. We've taken over the airwaves to talk to you about the Barn Road Wellbeing Charity and Food Bank today. As promised a few minutes ago, the charity's founders have spoken with us about their creation and why they feel so passionate about it. Here's Charlotte with more.
Hello, I'm Charlotte from Barn Road Academy Media Club, and today I'm here with Sam and Catherine, who work at the Food Bank.
I'm Sam, I work at Barn Road Academy, and I also help with the Food Bank.
Hello, I'm Catherine. I'm a social worker and I also volunteer and help out at the Food Bank.
Sam, can you tell us a bit more about why you started the Food Bank?
It started because we had lots of families in need of food, and we also had lots of supermarkets that had surplus foods that they were throwing away.
When the Food Bank first gained popularity, how did you feel when you saw how fast all the food went and how many people were waiting?
I think that built up quite gradually. So initially, on a Saturday, because that's when we have the community food bank, there were probably about 10, 15 people coming. And over time, other people have become aware that we're operating from there. And now we get a big queue on a Saturday, which is great because we don't want to have any surplus food left over. But it's also a little bit sad that there are so many people that need food and have to come to our food bank.
How many food stores around Newark gives you food?
So we collect from Waitrose, from Marks and Spencer's, from Lidl, Aldi, Tesco. We also get support from Morrison's and Asda, and they donate some food to us. So most of the supermarkets are helping out in some way.
So we also collect food from KFC, and there's a company called Bacavor who make cakes within Newark. They give us donations of food as well.
Catherine, why did you start volunteering?
So I worked with Sam in during COVID, and at that time, when it came to the Christmas, hampers needed to be delivered to families, but it was the time when we couldn't go out at Christmas because of COVID. So Sam and Mr. Chamberlain were delivering the Christmas hampers that we had organised, and Sam asked me if I would help organise the hampers for the delivery. And then it continued since that point, and that was sort of 3 years ago now.
Catherine, how did you feel when Sam asked you to help about the hampers?
Well, I agreed with her that I was good at organisation and that I could do that. I don't think that either of us thought that we'd get to this point where, you know, we have so many people accessing the food bank. So I think we're both really proud. On a Saturday and during the week, we ask for a £1 voluntary contribution from anybody who can pay it, who comes to use the service. And we always are looking for other volunteers, anybody who'd like to come and have a look at what we do, you know, see the times that we operate, the times that we need volunteers. Absolutely, they can come and get in touch with Sam.
We started the food bank as it is now, after COVID.
So is the one on school day mornings more for parents with the children, and then Saturday more for just everyone in the community that needs help with?
Yeah, so Monday to Friday in the mornings at school, that's for our Barmby Road families, and Saturday is for any of the families in the community.
So a future goal is potentially to get some sort of van vehicle that when people go and collect the food from the supermarkets in the evening, they could take the van because they're using their own cars and their own petrol and things like that at this moment in time. I think we've got the basis of our wellbeing garden set out. That's all been dug out. If you've seen that on the plate, you know, from the playground. So hopefully in the summer when the grass is growing a little bit more, we'll do some more work on that. So people will be able to come to the food bank. And then if they need to speak to anybody or just to have 5 minutes in a garden with, you know, their own thoughts, then they've got that piece of area to do that.
So the gardens, but during the day, will be accessed by the children in the school, and on a Saturday, when we're opening up for the community, can be accessed by the community.
Is there anything that we've missed that you'd like to add on?
I can't think of anything, can you, Catherine?
I don't think there's anything you've missed. Just thank you for the opportunity of interviewing us and sharing about what we do.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Sam and Catherine.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
that way. Did you really think about it before you made the rules and sets? That's just the way it is. Some things will never change. That's just the way it is. Oh, but don't you believe in
Media Club and our show, which is all about the Bombay Road Wellbeing Charity and Food Bank.
We spoke with Sam and Catherine, the charity's founders, a few minutes ago.
Now, it's the turn of a lovely lady called Julia. She volunteers for the organisation, but has also used the service beforehand.
Let's find out more.
Hello, I'm Charlotte from Bombay Road Academy Media Club, here with Julia today. Hello, Julia.
Hi, Charlotte.
What relation do you have with the school food bank?
And so I'm one of the volunteers that helps on a weekly basis. I help on a Saturday tea time, and I also help with the odd collection from the supermarkets in the evenings during the week.
How long have you been helping out?
I've been helping out for just under 2 years now. I actually first came to the supermarket because I was referred from the council because I needed support myself, so I started using it. And then within a few months I realised how valuable it was and how much it was helping our family, so I offered to give them a bit of my time back, you know, to be able to give something back to them, because it's absolutely brilliant.
Speaking about how valuable it is, what's the community like here at the school food bank?
Well, it's a very popular scheme. There's people queue for at least half an hour outside, and it helps lots of people throughout the whole of the community, not just the school community. I mean, my children don't go to this school, for example, and a lot of people access it on the weekend who don't actually use this school. So it's helping the extended community as well as the immediate school and their families. So it's very worthwhile.
Are you grateful for it?
Extremely. If it wasn't for this, we wouldn't have been able to pay our bills over the last 18 months, really. We would have been in extreme hardship. So the food from here on a weekly basis basically keeps us afloat. Yeah.
What item would you say is the most commonly bought here?
A lot of fruit and vegetables, and obviously meat, meat from the supermarkets that we freeze. Those things are really expensive normally for people to buy, and yet Marks and Spencer's and Waitrose in particular, both of them give us quite a lot every week. We freeze it, and also KFC give a lot. We freeze it and then people can have that during the week. So yeah, so meat, fruit and vegetables.
I think it's impressive that such big companies such as KFC would help out with such a small community.
Yeah, and I don't think they really advertise the fact that they do as much as they do, because you'd be amazed at the sheer volume of food that would have gone into landfill or the bin, and it's absolutely brilliant, honestly. The quality of it, it's wonderful. You wouldn't even know it was slightly going out of date, honestly. Yeah.
Thank you for talking with me today, Julia.
Thank you for coming.
Me.
This is the Year 6 Media Club here at Barnbury Road Academy. Today we're taking over Radio Newark to inform you about the Barnbury Road Wellbeing Charity.
We'll catch up with Anna, another one of the charity's volunteers, in a few minutes.
Stay with us. Radio
Newark. Daytime with Newark Bathrooms and Kitchens on Queen's Road in Newark. When you're planning your next bathroom or kitchen, think Newark Bathrooms and Kitchens. Call Newark 703 411 or find us online at newarkbathroomsandkitchens.co.uk. Radio Newark.
Radio Lollipop is a volunteer-run charity giving children who are sick in hospital a choice and a voice with fun and laughter.
I love it when we hear ourselves on the radio.
Or when we have a visit in our room.
Radio Lollipop supports 500,000 children and their families every year. To volunteer or donate, visit radiolollipop.org.
Radio Lollipop. Together we can put laughter and play in place of pain.
This message isn't aimed at you. You know that on a motorway, a red X above any lane means that you can't drive in it and could be prosecuted if you do. But apparently, there are some drivers who don't realise this and are a danger to themselves and to other road users. So those drivers do need to know that a red X above any lane means that the lane may be blocked by a broken down vehicle, emergency services or road workers. For more details, they should search online for smart motorways and never drive in any lane with a red X above it.
The 2024 Nottinghamshire County Show is coming to Newark Showground on Saturday, 11th of May. Organised by the Newark and Nottinghamshire Agricultural Society, we've got something for all the family, from families looking for a fun day out together to those interested in farming here in Nottinghamshire. Step into our countryside area, a hub of diverse activities for all ages and interests, from engaging workshops and informative demos to the thrilling dog show, there's something for everyone to enjoy. See all the fun and excitement inside our community zone, including the best talent Nottinghamshire has to offer in performance, music and dance. Get ready for the heart-pounding action in the main ring. Experience the adrenaline rush from the Imps motorcycle display team, marvel at the precision of the Gundog displays, and cheer for the Notts YFC annual lawnmower race, a crowd favourite making its much awaited return. There's something for everyone this year at the 2024 Nottinghamshire County Show. For tickets, visit nottinghamshirecountyshow.com today. Radio.
fantastic to have you listening us to her. Oh my, wait, it's fantastic to have you listening us to us here at Barmby Road Media Club today. Let's catch up with Anna, another one of our hard-working volunteers at Barmby Road Wellbeing Charity and Food Bank. Sky went along to speak to her recently to find out more.
I'm Sky from the Barmby Road Media Club and I'm interviewing Anna. Hi.
Hi there, Sky.
How long have you been a volunteer at the food bank?
I've been volunteering now for about a year.
So what do you do for the food bank?
We usually gather at about 6 o'clock, 6:10, and we set out all the food on the tables, make sure that everyone can see what there is. We fill up the tables with the freezer items and then everyone can come in, get what they want, and then we help clear up at the end.
Can you get food from the food bank for yourself?
You can, yes. So as volunteers, we make sure that everyone, everything's set up, make sure that there's enough for everybody else, and then we get some items as well. So it's a win-win for everybody.
Other than giving you the spare food, does the food bank do anything in return for you?
We got a really, really lovely kind of Christmas gift, so it was nice to get. We got a bunch of flowers at Christmas time, which was really sweet, and a gift voucher, which really meant a lot. But I really love being a part of the team. It's a great place to volunteer, and it's just really uplifting. So, yeah, I really enjoy it.
Why did you start volunteering?
So I started actually because I was coming to get food for myself, and I was queuing outside, and I thought, well, I'm queuing here for half an hour. I may as well actually be helping to set up. It's a little bit warmer. So I started to volunteer then.
Thank you for letting me interview you.
You're very welcome.
Bye.
Can't read my, can't read my, no, we can't read my. poker face, pop up poker face. Pop up poker face, pop up poker face. Pop up poker face, pop up poker face. Pop up poker face, pop up poker face.
It's great to have you listening to us today on Radio Newark. We're the Year 6 Media Club, and today we're going to be discussing a charity based within our school, Barn Road Academy. We've spoken with the founders, Sam and Catherine, and quite a few of our hard-working volunteers. One of our most dedicated people is Farmer Dave. He comes along each Saturday and takes away any surplus food not for human consumption. Charlotte spoke to him about his role.
Hello, I'm Charlotte, who's here with Dave, who helps out the food bank by collecting leftover food. Do the pigs know what the bucket means when it comes out?
Yes, and the cows do. They come galloping across the field. And you know what we do? We give all the bananas to the cows, then we chase them around the field. Do you know what that makes? Milkshake. Anyway.
What sort of food do you save for yourself?
Bread and the salad stuff. The salad and all that. And my chickens eat all that. I feed them wheat and what's called layers pellets and things. I've only got 25 chickens, 4 or 5 ducks and a couple of geese.
Which animal do you have the most of?
Chickens. But I also live, I come from Grantham. On the bottom of my garden, I've got a river called the River Witham.
I live in Grantham too.
Do you?
Yeah.
I live on Bridge End Road. And what we do, I give wheat to, you know, the mallards on the river? I feed the mallards every day. But that section of Witham, you've never seen, it's like a backwater. You know, it's only local access, as you can say. All right, and that's what I do. I take all the crates away and bring all the crates back the following week or whatever. But the farmer chap, Mark, is lovely. Mark and Claire Leggett, they live at Fenton. Got a farm at Fenton. And I say, he started coming with it last year, but it's got more and more. We could not say it's got more popular, but it is more popular, I suppose. But what's happened is there's too much for his van. He's only got a small van. Plus, you know what the weather's been like. The poor old farmers haven't had time to come out here, so I offered to do it about, I think I've been coming since July. So every Saturday night I come here now, take all this back, and it's doing a good job. I mean, some food that is wasted, it goes to what's called, it's called a clargester, and it makes biomethane, gas sort of thing, you know. But all this lot is going to a good home. Nothing's wasted.
You said you help out on a Saturday, but do you help out on any other days with the food?
Well, when all you were at half term last week, I think it was, you had to come on the Wednesday and the Friday, and you see the back of the van, it was absolutely full from top to bottom. You couldn't get another carrot in. And so it is lovely food and all that. And what it's doing, helping people of Newark and surrounding areas, because you know what your mums and dads will tell you, the budget nowadays, cost of living's gone up, hasn't it, terribly. So I don't mind coming volunteering doing this, because the ladies, I want you to praise them, please. They are fantastic. They've got like a military operation. Have you seen them do it yet?
Not yet, but we're just about
when
to.
When they do it, you'll be surprised to get everything. It's all sorted out, all laid out, all the people come. It'll be 7 o'clock, everybody's gone. And they do it in about half an hour, but they do, they're absolutely fantastic the way they do it. All of them, and I've got real, I was not saying friendly with them, but, come like, so I'm Dave, blah, blah. So we help each other, as you might say.
Are you grateful that you're associated with the food bank?
Well, that's what to say, it's for charity. I've always done things for charity. I used to be in the Royal National Lifeboat Institution. I've done work for the National Trust, Woodland Trust, things like that. So anything, like, I'm retired plumbing heating engineer. But if you can do anything for charity for anybody, well, that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah. Hmm. Thank you for talking with me, Dave.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Daytime with Newark Bathrooms and Kitchens on Queen's Road in Newark. When you're planning your next bathroom or kitchen, think Newark Bathrooms and Kitchens. Call Newark 703-411 or find us online at newarkbathroomsandkitchens.co.uk.
My family and I are shaking off the salt. But did you know, most of the salt we eat doesn't come from the salt shaker. It's already in the foods we buy. Sauces, ready meals, cereals. It's surprising where salt pops up. That's why we use the Change for Life food scanner app. With a simple scan of the barcode, it shows us how much salt is in our favourite food, so we can make healthier choices. Easy. Be food smart. Download the food scanner app today.
I've looked after my kids since they were born. Now they've got kids, I still want to look after them. I don't want them struggling to make decisions about my money or my health if I can't. So we made a lasting power of attorney. Now, if I can't speak for myself, they'll speak for me. It's a weight off for all of us, isn't it?
Yes, Mum.
Lasting power of attorney. Search your voice, your decision.
Are you planning a brand new driveway this year? If so, you need a company you can depend on. A company that values reputation and trust. One name stands out from the rest. CF Surfacing. We'll work with you from start to finish and deliver the perfect driveway for you, including resin-bound driveways in a choice of colours. CF Surfacing are part of CF Construction, a recognised name in the region and still a family-run business. Call CF Surfacing to discuss your project on 01522 253 or see our website cfconstruction.co.uk/surfacing.
Hey there. Looking to revamp your routine and make 2024 your year of fitness and well-being?
Absolutely. Have you been to the YMCA Village? It's the place to transform your fitness journey.
Try Nathaniel's group strength and conditioning classes for unique results-driven workouts that'll leave you feeling empowered.
And if you're into nurturing your well-being, check out the yoga or Pilates classes in the YMCA studio.
Best part, book a free taster today and experience it for yourself.
And don't miss out on 30% off Villager membership. That's 30% off unlimited yoga, climbing, gym, Pilates and much more.
See ymcanewarkshearwood.org for details or drop into the YMCA Village.
Seymour Green here from Trade Timber Supplies Garden Centre. You've never seen so much greenery. We've got massive choice of plants on display with one of the biggest selections of house plants in the region. And I can guarantee if you buy lots of plants from me, you'll see more green too. You can collect from us at Market Warsaw or we'll deliver. Find us on Facebook at Trade Timber Supplies. And when you pop down to see us, tell them Seymour sent you.
If you want plants no matter what size, Trade Timber Supplies.
Radio Newark.
Look around your world, pretty baby. Is it everything you hoped it'd be? The wrong guy, the wrong situation, the right time, the role of me, role of me. And look into your heart, pretty baby, is it aching with some nameless need? Is there something wrong and you can't put your finger on it? Right then, role of me. So in despair. So if you want to talk the night through, guess who will be there? So don't try to deny it, pretty baby. You've been down so long you can hardly see. When the engine starts and it won't stop raining, it's the right time to roll the meat.
Thank you so much for listening to us over the last hour. We've been the Barmby Road Year 6 Media Club discussing the Barmby Road Wellbeing Charity and Food Bank.
If you'd like to know learn more about the charity and how you can access it or volunteer, please contact our school's office. We've been Sky,
Charlotte,
Ben and
Oliver,
and enjoyed talking to you today.
Thank you and bye.
I've been waiting for you to come around and tell me the truth, that everything that you're going through, my girl, you've got nothing to lose. Cold nights and Sunday mornings on your way and out of the grave. I've got time, I've got love, got confidence, you rise above. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Crowded town, silent bed, pick a place to rest your head. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Give me a minute to hold my girl. I've been dreaming about us, working hard and saving it up. We'll go and see the man on the moon. My girl, we've got nothing to lose. Cold nights and Sunday mornings on your way and out of the grave. I've got time, I've got love, got confidence, rise above. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Crowded town, silent bed, be a good place to rest your head. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Turn it around, it takes one hot second to turn it around. I've got time, I've got love, got confidence, you rise above. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Crowded town, silent bed, be a good place to rest your head. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Give me a minute to hold my girl. I've got time, I've got love, got confidence, you rise above.